Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We were talking about fallen heroes, and as I said, I think Betty is a hero. I really do, and I'm not being, what's the word I want, disingenuous. I think people who sort of slug through difficult situations without whining, and they're not necessarily, they're not saintly, but you know, I don't think that a hero is necessarily a saint. I just think that they are people who display grace under pressure. And the kid who has a terrible time in school and shows up every day, I think that's heroic. I truly do. I think the parent who deals with a child who, for whatever reason, can't live independently, I think that's heroic. And hopefully do it with the minimum amount of whining and unhappiness. But it's a tough gig. It really is. All right, so we're talking about people, I suppose, that we know a little bit more, who are a little more public in terms of, and they may or may not view themselves as heroic, but for whatever reason we do. And because we're talking about fallen heroes, we're talking about people who, for whatever reason, at some point captured our imagination and our esteem, and then they lost it. And this came up because, I suppose, partially because of Bill Cosby. Who was it? There was Owen, Adam Sandler. There was some, let's see, I had a whole list. Lance Armstrong, Tiger Woods, OJ, and people whose legacy is forever damaged and tarnished, and justifiably so. Okay, Nixon, I think to a certain extent, is, I don't know that people viewed him as heroic before. JFK is to a certain extent, and this was sort of things that came out after his assassination. On the other hand, I think like LBJ, who a lot of the things that we attribute to JFK, civil rights and got a Vietnam, didn't have anything to do with JFK. They had to do with Johnson. But I don't think most people view Johnson as a heroic figure. So he didn't really fall from grace. And if anything, I think he was elevated. Maybe we should also put up people who rose to the occasion. Maybe that's the other thing we should put up. I suspect we're going to have a lot less response to it, but let's put that up as well, Trevor. People who rose to the occasion. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go. In the meantime, can we go back to our fallen heroes?
Yes,
our graveyard of idolatry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay,
Marianne says O.J. Simpson.
Yep, agreed. I don't think anybody will ever view O.J. the same way again. I don't think O.J. views himself anymore that way.
I've never known. I guess I'm young enough to have never known him as anything less than a kind of despicable character. I don't recall.
Well, for lots of us, he was, first of all, he was a football hero for a long time.
Sure.
And then he was all, was it the Avis ads? Was it Avis or Hertz? They would love that. I remember which it is, running through the airports. And I lived in San Francisco during part of the OJ, not the real heyday, but the where he was sort of a public figure. And because I lived there, I knew about the domestic violence. And this was well before, before the event. But, okay, keep going. So, I mean, there was, and that's one of the things about sort of being even borderline, you know, in news departments, in the media, is that you always know the stories before anybody else has them. And some of them are kept very private, and some of them are not so private, but it's one of those things of, you know, everybody knows kind of things. Okay.
All right, so Alyssa says Pee Wee Herman.
Good point. Although he actually did, that's one of those cases, and I'd be curious about whether the public in general sees him. I didn't really, I didn't know very much about the TV show, and then there was the sort of whoops, I think it was in Florida, in Miami or something. And then he came back on Broadway with Pee-wee Herman's World on Broadway that did. I have the sense that half the people came just out of curiosity, but so I don't know if he's been revived or not. But good point. Okay, keep going.
All right. Next is Allison, who says Governor Elliot Spitzer.
Yep.
What's his backstory? I guess I've.
All right. Elliot Spitzer was he was Attorney General and then was governor. And during the time he was governor, he took I think it was a 19-year-old to Florida, 19-year-old hooker to Florida, and he was married. And Elliot, that isn't what they actually nailed him on. He lied on his expense account about it.
Okay.
So he used campaign funds. I mean, that was truly arrogant. And he's one of those people I met. Very bright guy. But even before he was governor, he was an arrogant guy. He really was.
There you go.
And he was a prosecutor, which is one of those, not only am I above the law, but, you know, I deal with all these scumbags, so I'm morally better than they were. And it was a huge, huge scandal. But, I don't know whether he's kind of been revived or not. He actually had a talk show for a while, I think on CNBC. I don't know. America loves reform sinners. We like building people up, then we like knocking them down, and then I think we really do like giving them another chance sometimes. We're a strange country. All right, keep going.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Carolyn says Gary Hart. I guess I don't know
who
that is.
That was, he ran for president. Okay. And he had a bimbo on his lap.
Oh, boy.
What about Mondale? Were you old enough to know about Mondale?
I know about Mondale.
Then that one was, I think, in retrospect, was really unfair. Mondale, I think, did two things. Mondale was, I think, the one who cried. Who was the one who said he'd been in a mental health, who'd been hospitalized for depression at one point? I don't think that was Mondale. It was, I can see his face. I just can't think of his name right now. Someone will tell me. But those guys were not necessarily heroes. They were presidential candidates. And again, I think it's one of the problems is that, that one of the things that we've talked about is who should run for president, and that people who are really moral and don't sell out and aren't in for the fame or the power aren't going to run for president. And when you get people like, it was Walter Mondale who said he was hospitalized for depression at one point, and it was Edward Muskie who cried. And they both were knocked out of presidential contention for that. I think relatively unfairly.
Yeah. Mondale's from Minnesota. I didn't realize that.
There you go.
Cool. Matt says Obama.
And I think, first of all, I'm not sure people view him as heroic at this moment. I think it's almost impossible for a sitting president to be viewed as, especially these days, as heroic. Again, I think, it would be helpful to know why you think he's a fallen hero. I'll give you one thing, which I think may be what you're alluding to, is I think that Obama was, to a certain extent, I think he was unfairly, that he became almost a legendary figure, bigger than life, because he was the first non-white president in the United States. And I think for that all sorts of people had perhaps expectations that may or may not have been fair. But given the fact that he's still president, I think a lot of people were disappointed in him, feeling that he could have done more. So, but I'm not sure he's a fallen hero in the same way. I mean, he doesn't seem to me to sort of fall into the entitlement school of life. I mean, I think that politicians are kind of in another category, if you think about it, in the same way that I think that I'm not sure that Bush Jr. was ever either a hero or a fallen hero. I think he was a politician that seemed perhaps in over his head. But he didn't do anything egregious. He just may not have been who we wanted him to be. And I think with Obama, it's going to be the same kind of thing, that he didn't do anything egregious. And it's interesting because Bill Clinton, you could probably say, is actually somebody who did something, he got caught doing something somewhat egregious, and I think he is less demonized probably than Bush at this moment, or than Obama. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little adorable misses, not to worry. I know this is the day that I review movies for you, and there are a bunch coming up this weekend, which I will, of course, review for you. So don't give up hope. We're talking about fallen heroes, and I certainly don't want to fall into that category. Hopefully I'm not your hero, and I haven't fallen, but I will do movies today. All right, let's do some more fallen heroes. Let's see if we can knock off our little graveyard of statues that we have now been beheaded or something. Yeah. Have pigeon poop on them.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't make statues for people anymore. When's the last time you saw somebody,
so.
A new statue?
I guess not recently.
No, I don't think so. All right, keep going.
Petra says...
Oh, the Martin Luther King, but that's a memorial in D.C., which is very impressive. Sorry, go ahead.
Would he count as one? Because a bit of adultery...
That's a good question. Yeah, good question. Hoover. Man, I don't know if he was ever a hero, but the more that you find out about Hoover, the worse the FBI looks.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw a documentary about Black Panthers. Ooh, not a good story. Okay, keep going.
Very interesting. Yeah, Petra says, Whitney Houston.
Good, yeah. How about Bobby Brown? Although, I don't know if anybody ever saw him as a hero. But, yeah, Whitney, what a mess. Okay, keep going.
Genevieve says, President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, although he seems to, you know, have kept his head down. And, you know, I think that one may be one of the ones that heroic, yike, and okay, so he's working hard. I think he's done a lot to kind of revive his image. I don't know what history will say about him, but we know part of the besmirchment, so to speak, the stain on his record, as it were. Can I get any more Freudian than that?
As it
Perhaps
were.
Not. Yeah, keep going.
Alrighty. Maureen says, sorry, Dr. Joy, but none of the examples you've given are heroes.
Well, so that's it. All right, so give me an example of a hero.
Right.
I mean, look, a hero being used, as you hear, it's not my definition of hero, but people who are held in great esteem in the public eye. I mean, I don't know who you view as a hero, and you can hear it's not, I sort of use the term very loosely, that, as I said, my heroes are people like Betty, you know, who kind of take care of a son who really needs some caretaking. That, and I think the assumption is when we have children that they will grow up healthy and independent and go and live their own lives. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, look, if you're going to say these aren't heroes, then you have to sort of either suggest some heroes so I can learn from your example or, you know, and look, this program more than any place else is that you gotta if you're going to be negative about something, which I think is okay. I don't think we necessarily need to go through life skipping, like, you know, with butterflies around our head. But you got to explain. You can't just be negative for the sake of being negative. And I know that's what the internet is, but it's not what we do around here.
That's right.
Okay, keep going.
All right, finally, we have Marie, who says Mickey Mantle, Neil Armstrong, Pete Rose, Whitney Houston.
All right, well, let's go through it one at a time.
Okay.
All right, Mickey Mantle. Yeah, probably. I mean, he turned out to be kind of a mean drunk and a womanizer, so... Yeah, and he I think he was viewed as a hero, whether rightly or wrongly. And point may be that we define hero as somebody that we like. You know, and we talked about that when we talked about heroes. We talked about the fact that you have to have a publicist, number one, and number two, you have to be likable. That somebody who does really, I'll give you an example, of Madeleine Marie O'Hare, which a lot of people think she was heroic, in that you may or may not agree with her about prayer in school, but she stood up for something that she believed in, and a lot of people believe in. But you talk about a nasty human being. She was not nice at all. And I could name, Bill Baird was both adored and vilified because he felt that condoms should be available, birth control in Massachusetts. Again, a very difficult person. But quite often, and these are people with an agenda, and people with an agenda, could, because they're so focused, can sometimes be a little short on social skills. And those people are not really viewed as particularly heroic, even though some of the things that they did were very gutsy and changed the world and in the long run are probably the right path, or at least a path that we should all be thinking about. But if you're not likable, you're never going to be a hero. You have to somehow be able to at least convince people temporarily that you're really a nice guy, that you're really one of them, even though you're not. And, I, you know, that may be it. I just may have inadvertently stumbled onto why we are so gleeful when they fall, because I think we are to a certain extent, is that they seem to say that they're one of us when they're being popular of, oh, gee, gosh, you know, I've just been really lucky and, you know, I had great parents and thank you for my agent. And then when they behave with behavior that shows they clearly think that they're above the rest of us, that's when we get mad at them. because I do think for us to view somebody as heroic, we have to like them. And likability means you're kind of like me. It'd be fun to go and have a beer with you. And then we find out that they really disdain us. They view themselves as much, as far superior to us. That's when we get mad at them. We feel we've been conned. Insight for the day, or at least my insight. You don't have to agree with me. Well, Trevor does, but that's just because his job depends on it.
That's right. No, but I do agree.
I think it's an interesting perspective that I just sort of fumbled across?
It's kind of the ultimate betrayal. I mean, these people
You said you were like me, and now you view me as inferior.
Exactly. They bring you in with their talent, and they kind of allow themselves to be built up kind of on that exact premise that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they flaunt the rules, the social rules.
Yeah, nanner. I'm more important than you are.
Exactly, and that's kind
of we don't like that. We don't like being nannered.
Absolutely not.
Who among us likes being nannered? Nobody.
Not a soul.
Not one. Soul. All right, what else? Are we done with here?
Oh, she goes on to say...
Good. Oh, no, that's the whole list. All right, so Mickey Mantle.
Yep, and then she's got Neil Armstrong.
Why do we not like Neil Armstrong?
Well, that was what I was curious about.
What did we not like about Neil?
Right now.
What's his? I'm trying to remember the one who had who was mentally ill. Buzz Aldrin. But I didn't know we were unhappy with Neil.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either, to be completely honest.
All right, folks, it would be helpful to tell me, why some. Let's see what it says. He was a Korean War veteran, first man on the moon. Let's see if there. Wikipedia, if any place, will have the nasties, right?
That's right. And I'm on Wikipedia now.
Yeah. Who was the one who divorced his wife with cancer? I don't think that was one of the astronauts. He died in 2012 at the age of 82.
Mm-hmm.
Complication from coronary artery bypass surgery. He got the Presidential Space Medal of Honor. I don't know. It doesn't say anything nasty about him here.
Yeah.
Early years, Navy service, college years, test pilot. It doesn't say mess up. Gemini program, Apollo program, voyage to the moon, first moonwalk.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything.
They may be confusing about Buzz Aldrin.
Maybe so.
Buzz ran. Armstrong's final task was to remind Aldrin to leave a small package of memorial items. The deceased Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. I didn't know that. Return to Earth. Teaching. NASA acid. He served on accident investigations. Business activities. I don't know. We'll keep looking and see if we can find it. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right. Two meals free. That's tryplated.com. Tryplated.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Talking about things that don't matter at all in your life, except what to see this weekend, so you're using somebody else's air conditioning rather than your own. All right, I'm going to go through this in the order that they're listed, which is not necessarily the order that I would necessarily suggest you see them in, and I'll get back to that at the end. Okay, the first up we've got is the Fantastic Four, which is based on the Marvel comic book of... This one is mercifully 100 minutes, so not too long, and it takes... Reed Richard and his friends, and Reed, we see him in you know, middle school or junior high or high school or something, giving a science project about the fact that he is going to figure out how to transport matter. And he's played by Miles Teller, whom we all adore and is adorable. And his friend Jamie Bell, from who is, you don't see him very, very often in movies. He's a really good actor, but he's a little funny looking. But they play best friends, who then through. So the first half of this movie is about the kids. Kate Mara plays the daughter of a scientist. Michael B. Jordan plays a son, and obviously one of them has to be adopted. And the idea is that they're going to, these four minds are going to get together and figure out how to beam me up, Scotty. And it's true in a lot of the Marvel comic book heroes, they're much more fun before they had their superpowers. They're much more fun of who they became. And this one certainly is true. And to a certain extent, you could say, well, it takes a long time to get to the superhero part. But once they get to the superhero part, I think the movie loses most of its charm. They go to a dangerous universe, which people view as maybe an alternative to Earth because it can supply power and save our Earth, but they all four come back in some kind of damaged form, which gives them all superpowers. The problem about the superpowers is one of them, Jamie Bell, who's the smallest of the group, is all of a sudden this big, hulky, boulder kind of figure who's not very interesting. Michael B. Jordan bursts into flames, so he's kind of a walking fireplace at all times. Kate gets to keep her own shape, but she gets to think things really through and is in this kind of bubble. And Miles can have his arms and legs sort of extended. So, I mean, the problem is once they become superheroes, you're not terribly interested in them. And the last 10 minutes, when they kind of set up how they're going to figure out their name and what's going to happen next, I don't know. This one, look, if you're a fanboy, you're probably going to go see this and then criticize it. If you like Marvel comic books in general, this one may be kind of fun. Miles Teller is adorable. Jamie Bell is a cute actor. Kate Mara is pretty. So, I mean, there's something here, but adults are not going to like this movie. And the last half of it, people were actually giggling at places they were not supposed to be when they figure out how they're going to come up with their name and stuff like that. Okay, but not fantastic. I mean, it's a summer movie, but there are better summer movies around. Shaun the Sheep movie is animation. Didn't screen it for us, so I don't know. Ricky and the Flash is Meryl Streep. You've seen the posters. I'm going to try that hairdo. She plays an aged rocker. Kevin Kline plays her ex-husband. Mamie Gummer, who's actually her daughter in life, plays her daughter. And the story is, the person who actually walks away with the movie, as far as I'm concerned, is Rick Springfield, who plays her backup guitar in her rock band, where she's working at basically a Kmart. Jonathan Demme directed, Diablo Cody wrote it, and actually has a cameo in this, which is not terribly flattering. This one, I'll tell you what I think the problem was, that Meryl's fun to watch under any circumstances. The rock and roll is fun. The hairdo, yeah, kind of cute. But basically, and Meryl sings, and we know from Mamma Mia she actually can sing. The problem is you're really asked to be supportive of a woman who is clearly a crummy mother who deserts her kids. And she makes the point in the movie, and I suppose this is supposed to neutralize it, but doesn't, is that Mick Jagger's got 7 kids by 4 women, but nobody has ever said he was a good father. So the idea is that somehow we're supposed to excuse her deserting her kids and then deciding to go back as artistic temperament. And I don't think it works, but she's fun to watch. And Rick Springfield, as I said, steals the movie. The Gift is a really interesting movie that probably no one's going to see, but you should. It's written, directed, and starring Joel Edgerton, who we've seen in The Fighter. He's played this kind of macho guy, and this one is not macho at all. It stars Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall as a kind of cute suburban couple who've moved from Chicago and are living, I guess, in L.A. And the notion of this one, as far as I'm concerned, is live in a condo. Never live on your own. Joel is kind of creepy as Gordo, the weirdo that knew Jason when they were in high school together. And we have to figure out his secret. And in the meantime, Joel keeps showing up at the house, which is all glass, with various gifts. It really is well written, and it has kind of a satisfying ending, believe it or not. So it's and it's nice to see a guy who's this multi-talented. Who knew? The Diary of a Teenage Girl is being touted as sort of a independent, wonderful movie, which I didn't like at all. It looks at a teenager living in 1970s in San Francisco who has an affair with her mother's boyfriend. The girl is played by Belle Powley, who's one of those kids who can either look very plain or very cute, depending on the angle. Alexander Skarsgård plays Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig is the mom. Alexander Skarsgård is her boyfriend, Mr. Hunky. And Christopher Maloney is the ex. The problem about this, and a number of the women, all the women that I talked to had exactly the same response, is it's salacious and sexual without any insight. And even the girl who's going to keep a diary is going to talk about her feelings at some point. It's going to talk about where this comes from. And this is softcore porn as far as I'm concerned, which means probably a lot of people will see it. Kristen Wiig is not one of my favorite actors. This didn't work for me. I just didn't believe it for a minute, and it seemed to me sort of vaguely exploitive of teenage sexuality. At the same time, it was supposedly talking about it was being truthful, and I don't think it was truthful at all. I think it was exploitive, and doesn't really have anything to do with how human beings behave. Cahill Gibran's The Prophet is voiced by Liam Neeson. It's also got Salma Hayek in it, John Krasinski. I've, like everybody else, read The Prophet when I was, 15 or something. And this will tell you the story of his life, which I really didn't know very much about. It's all in animation. Exiled artist and poet Mustafa embarks on a journey home with his housekeeper and her daughter. Together, the trio must evade the authorities who fear that the truth of Mustafa's word will incite rebellion. So it's a really interesting look at a work and a person that we probably thought we knew and didn't. It's much more political drama than I knew anything about. So, because most of us know about Cahill Gibran and the Prophet, but not the backstory. So, pretty interesting and something that will probably be around for a long time. If you're studying the Prophet in school, this is a great series of cliff notes for it. So. And your kids, older kids, the little girl in this is sort of the heroine. So it's always good to see little girls playing assertive roles. A Diary of a Teenage Girl, as far as I'm concerned, is missable, and I would certainly hesitate to take a teenage girl to it. The Gift is an interesting mystery. You may or may not figure it out. It's fun to see Meryl sing and dance. Fantastic Four. It's a summer movie. The first half is much better than the second half. I don't know that it's going to do terribly well. It will probably be the number one movie. If I were going to send you to a movie this weekend, I'd send you either to The Prophet or The Gift. I mean, The Gift is a little creepy, but probably the best done of the movies of the week. Okay? And we'll see how Meryl does as a rock star and deciding whether or not to wear that style of hair. I think I can do it. I think I can do the braids on one side. I've got more hair than she does. So I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But as I said, Rick Springfield kind of rocks the movie. And this is the first time that Kevin Kline and Meryl have been together since. Do we know which movie? Trevor, do you know which movie?
I don't. I like Kevin Kline.
Sophie's Choice.
Oh.
Was the last time they were together. She won an Oscar for that. I think that was her first Oscar. Maybe it was. I think that was her first Oscar. Either that or... Deer Hunter. I won at one or the other. At any rate, I think Deer Hunter may have been first. I'll check it out. Oh, and Neil Armstrong, the only thing that we could figure on dirt with him is he refused to do autographs, and at one point there was a hoax that said he had converted to Islam, which apparently was not true. Otherwise, I don't know why we don't like him. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style.
Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so we looked up Neil Armstrong, and the most we could come up with, you know, again, if you're going to tell me, because that one I'm not sure why he was a fallen hero. He objected to his autograph being sold, so he stopped doing autographs. Apparently he sued his barber, because the barber cut his hair and was selling his hair. So maybe that's what she's talking about. As I said, there were hoaxes that he had decided that he was going to convert to Islam because when he was on the moon, he heard the Muslim call to prayer, but it was not true. His mother was disappointed that he wasn't as religious as she was, but so I'm not sure exactly what the fallen part is, but I'm not arguing with you. I just don't know. In terms of Meryl Streep, you can tell I had a minute to Google stuff. She won for Sophie's Choice, but Deer Hunter was before Sophie's Choice. So, And if you read through her movie, she's been in this is her 51st movie, Ricky and the Flash, and she's been nominated for more awards, I think, than I think she finally she tied at one point with Katharine Hepburn, and then I think pulled ahead of her last year with Into the Woods. But she hasn't, and I think she's won three times. But Ricky's not going to win her an Oscar, but I think she has another movie coming out this year anyway. As I said, Rick Springfield steals the movie out from underneath everybody. So it's you know, it's going to be more a chicky flick than I think anything else, but the music is fun. All right, let's. So we were looking at Fallen Heroes. All right, so Neil Armstrong, we're not sure why you felt he fell. And apparently at his funeral, that people referred to him as a reluctant hero. So apparently he was still viewed as that. So I don't know what's happened since. That you feel, or maybe during that during his lifetime, that you felt that he was a fallen hero. So you'll have to let me know about that. You'll have to fill me in. All right, what else we got?
We got Pete Rose is next.
Yeah, I think that there's never going. That's never going to go away. And I think for the same reason that he seemed kind of one of those guys. At least he didn't badmouth people who said that he was doing something wrong. And when he came clean, he only came partially clean. He kind of took a little sponge bath there because he said he'd never bet on his own team, and turns out he had. And, okay, keep going.
Shasta says Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we ever viewed Whitney as a hero to a certain extent. I think we viewed her, maybe we did. I think she was the little girl who came up from the gospel choir and took the world by storm. And it turned out that she had... I told you I was at a Halloween party in her house. You know, Elvis? Elvis may have been one of a fallen hero, too.
I would agree with that, because considering his kind of substance abuse at the end.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How he...
If you've ever been... Well, you and I talked about it, right? You have
yeah,
been
Graceland,
Graceland, right?
I have not. Nope.
Oh, you have you should. It's a place to go because you'll understand Elvis a lot more. First of all, you know, he had an identical twin that died at birth, and he really grew up in poverty. And if you go to Graceland, which again people think was named for his mother, it was not. He bought it from a doctor who named it after the doctor's wife. It was already called Graceland. And if you go into the living room, all the rooms, even though their ceilings aren't all that low. There he's like got canopies and stuff on the ceiling, so it's all the ceilings are, and he was tall, are very low, and I think he was unconsciously recreating the fact that he really grew up in a shack. And I mean, it's kind of a sad story. Keep going. You know, again, and I think it's part of what we were talking about before. Of you know, I don't think his was so much a sense of entitlement as I just think he was an incredibly lonely man.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of didn't, and I don't know if having a twin die, an identical twin die at your birth is a haunting kind of thing or not. But there was something clearly, there was a sadness there, and I think that was part of his appeal, is that he seemed like everybody else, and that his excesses seemed like I'm buying everybody Cadillacs, and I mean he was kind of tacky in his sense of entitlement. But I think he was a fallen hero. I mean, part of it is because he was really beautiful as a young man, and then when he bloated up and all the substance abuse and mishandling and... Okay, keep going.
All right. And then finally she says Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that one I think is... And I don't know whether he's on the path to redemption or not. A little hard to tell. But apparently the story of what he and his wife is nastier than we were ever actually told. Being a public figure, I think, is not really... And I know people still sort of decide that they want to grow up and be famous, and I would argue that what you want to do is, first of all, grow up, because that's certainly much more fun than not. And I think you may want to do something significant, but significant doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be famous. It just means that you feel that you spent some time on this earth doing something that made a difference to somebody in addition to you. And to be compensated for it is nice. I mean, I don't think poverty is ennobling. But, you know, fame I'd be careful about. I think it's probably not worth the price that you have to pay But what can I tell you? Alrighty, so we've now we've looked at Fallen Heroes. Did we put up somebody that you think rose to the occasion?
Yes.
Good. Hopefully people will have some, you know, I hate to sort of think about the fact that we're sort of giving into negativity. I just thought it was kind of an interesting topic, and you guys did come up with some interesting choices. The person who said Neil Armstrong, I would love to know why you feel that Neil Armstrong, because I think he was viewed as a hero, of why you felt that he fell from grace. I would just be interested in that. And I suppose the story I'd probably like you to sort of hold closest to your heart from today is the idea of people who have Alzheimer's and going to museums. I think that's the story that we should probably find the most meaning in today. And if we're sticking with the idea of the arts, that they found a Stradivarius that they thought had been lost for 35 years. You're always reading about somebody losing something in a cab. Apparently somebody stole his, and they said he was greeting, that this guy's father was greeting well-wishers after a concert, and somebody stole his Stradivarius. And apparently he got a call from an FBI agent in June, and they said, "We think we've recovered the violin." So that's a pretty cool story. Don't you think?
I think those
they suspected,
are fascinating.
Yeah, the person who stole it was a young aspiring violinist named Philip Johnson. His ex-girlfriend went to my parents and told them she was quite sure that he had taken it. Law enforcement officials believed it was not enough for a search warrant. Apparently his mom asked if they knew anybody in the mob who was willing to break into his apartment and look for it. Philip Johnson died at 58. His father died at 101. So apparently somebody took it to the FBI and said, "Here's the violin." So there you go. Good ending to a story. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.